Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And we're back.
Part two of the season finale of Lunch with Leo. We are back. I don't know if you guys missed this, that there was a $6.7 million rare blue diamond that's been passed through Europe's royal houses for more than 300 years. They sold it at auction. You see now, if I was in that royal family, I'd be wearing that damn ring. Even though it's only 6 carats, it's worth $6 million. Do we have a guest? Did I hear someone come in, Jason? I thought I heard someone come in. Freda! Vamos aquí! Vamos aquí, Freda. Come here. Oh, let's see what Freda's got going on. Let's get the news of the neighborhood. Hola, Freda. Siéntate. Okay. Ay, Freda. ¿Qué es usted hoy? ¿Qué es su responsabilidad hoy?
Ay, ay, ay.
¿Y uñas? ¿Uñas? ¿Un pelo? ¿Un dentist?
Dientes.
Dentes. ¿Qué otro día? ¿Los perros?
Ay, ya. Hoy los dientes. Y los perros. Los perros todos los días.
That's her whole job.
Takes care of all the dogs.
What are you? Oh, my God. Freda, usted feliz de su... Usted feliz de se fue para Los Angeles, Freda.
No se imagina cuánto el día. Eso es buenísimo.
Es su vacation de California. Yeah. Usted vacation. Y tiene otra persona limpió la casa y otra persona trabajo. Usted tranquila con los perros, ¿sí?
Sí, Lía.
Yeah, she's going to rest in Los Angeles and other people are going to clean and everything. And she's just going to lay in bed with the dogs. Yeah, Freda?
Edward Gonzalez says this is a true Real Housewives of Miami reunion. They're saying Doris Medley says hello. A.R. Ashton says hello. Everyone's saying hello, Freda. They're so happy to see you. They love you.
You use the royal wave. The royal wave. The royal wave.
Yes.
¿Qué otra, Freda? ¿Qué otra cosa, Freda? Ni Los Angeles, de que usted. Un cine. Go to the movie?
Ah, yeah.
You watch the television? Mm-hmm.
With the movie?
Uh-huh.
Chopping the shoes.
Chopping the shoes. How many pairs of shoes? ¿Cuántos zapatos usted tiene? How many shoes, Freda, do you have?
Ay, mira, eso no se puede decir.
Y uno cero mucho. Cero. Mucha. More than me. More shoes than me. She has more shoes than me. We have to ship a box back from California because she likes this shoe store where they're always to get good prices. And we literally ship a box back of shoes every time.
Maria says, hola, Freda, ¿qué tal? Edward yeah, Gonzalez says, Freda deserves a mojito and a tagline.
Okay.
Bill and Jill Zachary say, Freda is royalty.
Oh, yeah. It's royalty.
Says, what would Freda's tagline be?
Oh, we'll have to think on that one. Living the life of leisure at the house of Leah. Okay, Freda, gracias para todo.
De nada, Leah.
Okay,
nada.
Freda, so y tranquila, y televisión, no mucho trabajo. I'm sitting here, it's driving me crazy, noticing that these crystal little sconces that are worth a fortune,
uh-oh.
Look at this, Jason, they're all tangled. We don't do it now. We'd be really careful
now.
Because if they fall, I mean, honestly, how do you clean the crystal sconces and have these things be tangled and not notice it? How do you clean the floor and the windows and not notice that the drapes are getting stained from a water leak? I don't know. I don't deal with those problems when I'm at this house. I just sit here and leisure myself. Here's something for you guys that smoke cigarettes. A grim photo reveals a shocking reality of what smoking is doing to your lungs. Look at this. If you smoke, you have a black. Your lungs become black.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Well, when I used to do seminars in Puerto Rico, and they were smoking all the time, and I couldn't breathe because they were all smoking. So one day I found this doctor was telling me about your lungs. You know, they get black. He said, oh, I have one in formaldehyde. I said, well, bring it down here and let me see it. So it was a black lung and a formaldehyde like that. So I took it and set it right in the room with me, up right there at the front of the room during my seminar. And I said, okay, Benji, you guys have all made me sick smoking your damn cigarettes while I'm trying to train you on how to get rich in the world. Look at this lung. This is what's going to happen with your lung if you keep smoking. And I left that jar with the formaldehyde with that black lung in it there for the whole seminar. Maybe a couple of people quit smoking, but not many.
I quit when I did that. I had a cadaver that died from lung cancer when I was in an X-ray school for a while. And
that'll make you do it. That'll do it. Oh, well. Oh, by the way, I hear Rick Grimes. Rick isn't coming back to The Walking Dead. I'm way behind on that. It got too dark for me after that Negan started killing people off. But I hate that he's leaving. Bless his heart. You know, he has an English accent. He's from Europe, and he's away from his family all the time, speaking English in Atlanta, Georgia. I mean, think about it. I mean, he's done 9 years. He's paid his dues. It's going to be horrible when he's killed off. That'll be huge ratings. Yeah. Oh.
Someone quit. Maria said she quit a year ago. Margaret said she quit 18 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Congratulating each other.
Well, apparently your lungs can regenerate themselves. So it's never too early or too late to quit. You need to quit. And then do breathing exercises and get a lot of cardio to rebuild your lungs because it's a horrible thing. That's an example of the lobbyists and the tobacco industry spending a fortune to convince people that it's not harmful, and then two or three or five generations later, hundreds of thousands of people are dead.
Yeah.
Oh, did we lose the thing again?
No.
Oh, we're behind. It's just catching up with us.
That's a delay. There's probably a delay on there, and that actually we didn't.
Oh, okay, good. And housewife news. Well, Luann did not appear at her hearing on Friday the 25th. That's just coming up.
Yeah.
Okay, it was last Friday. And for disorderly intoxication, she took a plea deal, apparently, that does not include jail time, which makes sense. Why would you put her in jail? I mean, you know. And she's going to have her next court date in July, where her intoxication and trespassing charges will be reduced to misdemeanors. And so that's what happened there. Well, good for her. She shouldn't have. Didn't she say she might have been drugged, that people were sending over drinks when she was at the hotel, fans and stuff, and maybe someone slipped something in her drink. Well, you know what that Ambien caused Roseanne Barr to do. It caused her to become a racist. She became a racist over that Ambien.
Oh, my God. I heard you said Ambien.
Yeah.
I heard one of the Today Show hosts this morning said, who knew one of the side effects of Ambien?
Yes, you got to be careful with these drugs. You must be careful with the drugs. Oh, moving right along.
Loves your ring.
Oh, the fly on the wall. I can hear everything going on. NeNe Leakes has responded to Kim Bierman's claims that she kicked her out of the reunion. And NeNe, oh my God. You know, she can dish it out, but she can't take it. NeNe. All I hear is quack, quack, quack. This girl is a compulsive liar. The fact that they want me to be something that I am not is laughable. I wouldn't kick her and get trash all over my expensive shoes for absolutely nothing. Yes, things happen in the editing room, but honey, I can't bet you everything I got. If I tried to kick anyone, it would have been shown a million times by now. You literally can't ask anybody that was there. You can ask the African American ladies. So I guess she says she's just trying to kick her off the show. I don't think NeNe has the power to kick somebody off the show, but what do I know? I don't think any of the girls do. Oh, let's see.
Lou does not belong in jail, but slip something.
Oh, God. Back to Roseanne. Remember Roseanne? She made that joke. Well, yesterday she made the joke about a Muslim and an ape created a baby, and it was Valerie Jarrett, which is Obama's former staff. And then when she sang the national anthem, remember when she got done, she grabbed her crotch and then she spit. You know, that was just, that was terrible for the national anthem. So she gets away with doing that, but little Colin Kaepernick can't even just take a knee to make an injustice statement. And then he's like, doesn't even have a career anymore. And she got away with that. So this is like her strike three, because then the third one that was really bad that she did was, well, she called, also had called Susan Rice from the Obama administration a rape. But when, did you see those cookies she baked? She baked a bunch of people. Did you see it, Jason? Oh, my God. I posted on my Leah Black Twitter this morning.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Morning. So she had cookies made like little people, and she put them on a pan, and then she dressed like Hitler with a mustache and a wig and a Nazi sign on his arm, and she opens the oven door, and she's like this, putting the cookies into the oven to burn the Jews.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that was all big news. So she's had several times to straighten up her act, and she really didn't. Meanwhile, some good news. Did you see that guy in France who was an immigrant that scaled four floors? Yeah, they're calling him the Spider-Man. Well, he's from Italy. He went there to try to get, you know, as an immigrant, trying to get a job. And he hadn't had any luck. He sees this kid who's 4 years old hanging like this from the balcony, four floors up. He hears people screaming, screaming, screaming. The neighbor had reached around the balcony and tried, for there was a wall between them, was trying to hold the kid, but how long can you do that? And your hands start to sweat and the kids, you know. So the guy sees what's going on and climbs four. He just grabs onto the rail and goes four stories up in a high rise and grabs the kid by the arm and put him over on the other side of the balcony. Ah, so Macron, the class act he is, brought him in, gave him a little certificate of honor, and got him his citizenship for France, and got him a job at the fire department. Isn't that lovely? Oh, I think that's just lovely.
You got lots of comments coming in.
Oh, let's hear them.
People have been saying, first of all, Nene enjoys turning a phrase. So, like, twisting it.
Oh, yeah.
She's good at that.
She's good at it.
Sarah Gaynor says that she's always been out there. Lynn Jordan says, don't make excuses for Kaepernick.
I'm not making excuses for Kaepernick, but I will tell you that it's just like Rosa Parks didn't sit on the bench to protest the bench. You know, they're protesting the injustice of what they think is going on. It's not about the flag. Trump has turned that into the flag, and here is why, if anybody really wants to know. In 1990, as a part of the United States Football League, Trump sued the NFL for $1.2 billion in damages, and he won $3.76 and a lifetime ban from the NFL. So he's revengeful. He's got a grudge against the NFL because he didn't get the 1.2 that he sued for, and they slapped him in the face and embarrassed him with $3.76 and banned him from life. So that's why he's messing with the NFL. He's revengeful, and he's trying to turn Kaepernick into the poster boy for disrespecting the flag. It's not about the flag. It's about the injustice that the black community is having, and you see it every day with these arrests and deaths and people dying in the black back of the vans and these teenagers being slaughtered by the cops. So it has nothing to do with the flag, but Trump's turning it into that, you know. Well, go ahead.
People are agreeing. They also said that you're going to have to get a little closer so they can have their diamond moment with you.
Oh, I will. I will walk in a few minutes, and I'll let you have your diamond moment, darlings.
Preach the truth, Leah.
Preach the truth. Well, McCain, like Barbara Bush, does not want Trump at the funeral. A little politic news there. And let's see what else we have in quick. I only have a little tiny bit of pop. Yeah, John McCain does not want Bush at his funeral. I mean, Trump at his funeral. Neither did Barbara Bush.
Yeah.
Melania hasn't been seen in 15 days, and she moved back to New York. And she moved to New York, and we're going to be paying now security for her New York again at probably about $3,000 a month. But they can't afford Meals on Wheels.
No.
What is wrong with people?
It was like, I think that when she was there with Barron, before they moved to the White House, they said security at Trump Tower was like $1 million a month. It was costing the city that.
Yeah. So it's $12 million a year. I thought it was more than that. But anyway. And then Rudy Giuliani gets booed at the New York baseball game. They announce it as his birthday. And he used to be a big hero in New York. And the boos were so loud, I mean, that you could hear them for miles away. So he's getting booed for lying and trying to help Trump obstruct justice. And let's see what else. Oh, Don Jr. They got an audio tape of him at the NRA. And remember, there are people making the accusation and trying to prove that the NRA took money from Russian oligarchs and funneled it to Donald Trump's campaign to the tune of $30 million. Now they've got Jr. on an audio tape at the NRA meeting. So let's see what that tape has to say. That's an interesting one. Let's see.
President,
wow, my God. Can you imagine?
A few people joined us a little late, which is probably good.
Oh, you might call just late. Well, we have a part one and a part two today. I don't know if we'll splice it together. You'll have to keep following us to find out. And then did you see Trump's Memorial Day tweet? It was all about himself and how much he's accomplished. And people were like, what about the vets that died? What about the people that sacrificed their life for the country? And it's all about me, 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 me. And he got a lot of criticism for that. And then Ivanka on Memorial Day tweets a picture of her holding up kissing her kid the day after they announce that they've lost 1,500 kids of the 8,000 they've stripped away from their parents at the border. So she's tone deaf. I mean, poor little rich girl. And then she got between five and 13 trademarks the week before Trump decides to help this big Chinese company that our national security says we don't want them having that equipment. They're using it to spy on us. But he got $500 million for his businesses out of China. So he's going to go ahead and help them get the spy equipment they can use against us. And his daughter's getting 5 to 13 trademarks.
Wow.
I just can't. She got all that she applied for in any event. And so other housewife news, Ramona says that they tolerate Bethany because it's just easier. I think that's funny. And then in our Real Housewives of Atlanta, MTO News broke the story that Phaedra will be rejoining the class of the Atlanta Housewives, according to multiple sources. She's began filming. I think it's only fair. And I always liked Phaedra and her little prayer cloth, you know, and her cemeteries and all that stuff she does.
Did you have the story about Ms. Marlowe's show got canceled before it even got started?
Oh, I didn't even know that she had a show. That wasn't even
my jam. Show that they, it was going to be called Hotlanta, and it was about Marlowe.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
She started making all these demands.
Well, just done. And in other royalty news, Meghan Markle, I told you about her designing her coat of arms. Do you know that they got 7 million pounds of gifts from the public? And the palace is making them return them all because they think people are using them to advertise their company, hoping they'll wear their things and show their things to advertise their company. So they think it's not acceptable, so they're returning it. Well, just send it here. Send it here.
We'll advertise it
all day long on Facebook Live, Lunch with Leah, noon on Wednesdays. But meanwhile, I mean, can you imagine? Oh, by the way, we have reruns all summer on this podcast platform that we're hooked up to, so pay attention. And another thing in royalty news. I had one more. Oh, royalty news. Oh, remember Princess Eugenie, the daughter of Fergie and Prince Andrew, is going to be getting married October the 12th. She's a sister to Princess Beatrice. So it's Eugenie and Beatrice. I call them the wicked stepsisters from Cinderella. She's in line 8th to the throne, which explains why Kate keeps having babies. She wants to keep pushing everybody down further in line to the throne because she's not letting that damn throne leave her family. She is not going to let that happen, and I don't blame her. I'd hold on to that too.
On the Atlanta Housewives, people are saying that Kenya also has been downgraded to a friend of, and that she has lost her peach.
Kenya? I'm surprised. Because you know what? I think Kenya is a huge asset to the show. The one I would downgrade if I were going to downgrade one is Portia. Because I think Portia was in on the thing with Phaedra, and she's also physically violent. So if anyone should be sidelined, I don't think it should be Kenya. I like Kenya on the show.
Dominic says she'll watch if Phaedra is back. And Margaret said that, yeah, Kenya's peach is gone.
I didn't know that. I'm surprised.
Phaedra has been at a few events, but they're saying maybe she's not been given a peach. Also, people were asking you about, someone said bring back Kim Fields.
Kim Fields, oh my God, I remember her. Oh my God.
And people want to know, when will she have Jeff Lewis on?
Oh, do you think Jeff would go on this show with me? Oh, he would never. He's too fabulous for this. You just have to be in our kitchen and film it one night where we sit around and gossip all night till 4 in the morning, getting one glass of wine after the other. In celebrity news, Hugh Grant, at 57 years old, is getting married. His wife wore a simple white skirt and a tailored black blouse with a toddler on her hip in front of friends and family. It was a very casual thing. Harvey Weinstein has $1 million bail against a $10 million fine, or whatever you call it, bail. You have to pay 10% of it, so it's $1 million. He carried 2 books to court with him so people could see them. One was a Rodgers and Hammerstein Broadway play, and the other one was a book on the director, Elia Kazar, who was blackballed for being controversial during 1952 because they said that he was turning witnesses or telling people that that certain actors and actresses were working against them. Remember when that whole scandal happened? So what was that message? Is that message that he had? I don't know. Then a big fly. Oh my God! I hate hearing this right before I get on an airplane. A big fight broke out on United. Why is it always United Airlines that has these problems? A guy gets drunk. He starts demanding more liquor. They won't give it to him, and a big fight breaks out on the plane. That would horrify me. I would just die. I mean, honestly, I can't. I just can't.
But the fight was with, like, it was like an undercover police officer from St. Croix that knew who that guy was and knew that he was trouble, and the fight broke out between them, and then that...
Well, he was trying to contain the guy.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was trying to help. Yeah. Meanwhile, a Florida woman, listen to this, had been held hostage by her boyfriend. She's 28 years old with a gun for 2 days in the house. So she concocts a scheme that the dog needs to go to the vet, and she slips a note to the vet that she's being held hostage by a boyfriend with a gun, and they come and get her out. There's all kinds of creative ways to get out of trouble. I heard if you're being kidnapped at the airport, put a spoon in your pants, and it sets off the alarm. Oh, my God. Then there's rumors in the royal family that Fergie may want to remarry Prince Andrew, but she's been posting gushing things about him on her Instagram. Okay, please keep having those babies. We can't get down into that being the representation of the royal family. I'm sorry. Morgan Freeman apparently has been accused of sexual harassment by 8 women now, but he's denying it, and he's just not having any of it.
CNN,
yeah, he's asking for a retraction. You know, there's a difference in sexual harassment and sexual misconduct, like rape and, you know, physical misconduct, I think. So, you know, maybe in his mind it was aggressive flirting. The girls took it the wrong way. Or maybe they're hopping on the bandwagon. Or maybe he's a sleazy old guy. Who knows? Oh, I love this. A gay student was not allowed to give the valedictorian address at his high school. They never specifically said why. The innuendo was it's because he's gay and he was going to make some political statements in his speech. So they wouldn't let him do it. So he went outside on him and got a megaphone and gave his entire speech on the lawn of the school. I love that guy. Oh, Mario Singer's ex-mistress speaks out that she's obsessed because Mario didn't give her a settlement when they broke up. And that was after they broke up because he had a videotape of a security tape in the bedroom where she was screwing another guy while he was out of town. Do you think that she should get a settlement? Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. And Ramona, I'm so glad she got rid of that trash out of her life. Please. Oh, here's the tweet that I saw about Kaepernick for the lady that was saying I shouldn't be defending Kaepernick. Rosa Parks was not protesting the bus. Gandhi was not protesting the food. Colonists were not protesting the tea. And players are not protesting the flag or the anthem. They are all protesting injustice. Hello? And Trump's just trying to turn that in because he got banned from the NFL. Gwyneth Paltrow had Brad Pitt confront Harvey Weinstein when he sexually harassed her, according to what she said on Howard Stern. And Brad said that he went up to Harvey at a premiere of an event and said, if you ever make her feel uncomfortable again, I'll kill you. Okay, Brad, well, step it up. Will Powers won the Indianapolis 500 for 2018, and of course, we were all rooting for Elio Castroneves because he's a friend of ours, and we know him and his family, and Roy helped him out in some legal matters and so on. So, to wrap it up, I'll get up closer, and then,
Robert,
you know.
Says Casey Dexter has allegedly been seeing Peter Cook, a.k.a.
Who has?
Mr. Christie Brinkley.
Wait, who's been seeing?
Casey Dexter.
Oh.
Has allegedly been seeing Peter Cook, a.k.a.
Yeah, I don't even know who she is.
Yeah. And also, people were asking where Little Black is.
Yeah. Little Black is right here.
He's on the other side today. We can't see because we moved.
Sit right there and be pretty. Yeah. I have to check on my... Well, a couple of things in wrapping up. Oh, my God. The life of Leah at home. You know, when you're living in a home like this and you've got a staff like I've got, I mean, what's one to do? Oh, a little message I want to leave you with. Did you know that a diamond is just a piece of charcoal that handled stress exceptionally well?
That's true.
I love that. I've got a lot of charcoal that withheld stress, and I need more. Don't forget, check out all your podcasts, because we're going to be on a podcast format where all of our previous shows are going to be downloaded. You can watch them at your leisure and your convenient, or listen to them. And don't forget to share the show each week. And my quote of the week is, a little bit of humility goes a very long way. I'll see you guys in August. And meanwhile, watch the reruns. Get our ratings up.
Listening for the podcast.
Listen for the podcast. And thank you, guys. We had a ball. Bye. Oh, let me give you the royal wave. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.